You know, when you look at the tape, you do definitely see the incredible field position created by basically by our special teams, but also by virtue of the turnovers. After kickoff return, we took the ball over at the average of 48-yard line, which was outstanding. You know, when you compare to games where you don't have that kind of field position, I don't know that I've ever benefited from that as much as we had last night. So, you know, kickoff return was blocked well. The speed, the energy, the maneuverability, all those things were there. I thought kickoff coverage did a good job. You know, we mixed in a few directional kicks and mortar kicks, and we did a nice job, you know, with that as well. So we had 9.5 yard average on our punt returns with Dominic Hickson, and that was a plus, and that helped. And we did a good job of pinning them back. And when we did have to punt it, unfortunately, we didn't have to punt it very much. Our defense, you know, we gave up some run yardage, and we certainly gave up the big ball down the middle of the field. But we played, we did the things we had to do basically when we had to do them. A big objective of ours was to try to win the time of possession, to do a good job with first downs, which we didn't always do, but to do a good job with first downs, to try to put us in better position for third down, to be able to keep the outstanding high-scoring offense of the New Orleans Saints on the sideline, and while we had the ball. And we did that to a certain extent. We came out with about even time of possession. They got a little bit more than we did. But we had 45% on third down, which meant we kept the ball, you know, along those lines. And we did, I think, because of the David Wilson runs toward the end, we did get our rushing game back close to where we thought it would be. It was, quite frankly, it was somewhat disappointing until that point. We thought we would do a better job initially right away with rushing the ball. But, you know, we went plus 2 in the turnover column, which puts us now at plus 16, which is very good, and we needed that. We were 4 for 5, 80% touchdowns in the green zone, 3 for 3 in the tight green. And of course, our defense held them to 2 for 4. They were 50% in the red zone, and they had been at 70% prior to our game. We did have some penalties. We had 6 penalties officially, 7 actually, and basically the offensive team is the team that's being penalized right now, and some of it is very, very difficult for me to understand, to be honest with you. So, but they had 10 penalties, we had 6 penalties. So we did have 2 interceptions, which you know, gave them 1 score, and you know, stopped actually prevented us again from mounting a drive and doing something with the ball at a key time in the game. And so that takes a little something away, but we did have the 4 turnovers to create the plus 2. Stevie Brown came up with some great plays. We got the ball knocked out a couple of times. Antrell got a ball out. We got a ball out in the middle of the field on a pass play, and that really gave us a spark. And the Stevie Brown second interception came at a great time. And so, you know, we obviously went into this game with the idea that we had to amend for some of the errors that we had made the week before, didn't come away with a win. And so it was very important for us to play well, to have all 3 teams support one another. As I said last night, we wanted to play with great passion and purpose, and we thought that would be our way of showing gratitude to the fans, and hopefully we accomplish that.
Tom, how much do you like the idea now that with 3 games to go, you control your own destiny, you win the 3, you win the division, and that wasn't the case the last couple of years? Does that put the pressure on the other teams, or does it put pressure on your team that you have to you know, look over your shoulder at the scoreboard, or you know, what kind of feeling is it to be?
No, you don't look over the shoulder at the scoreboard because you have to take care of your own business, and that's, you know, the thing about it is that that we determine our own fate. You know, destiny is a matter of choice for us, and we do know the odds. We do know what's at stake. We do know that both Washington and Dallas won yesterday, so nothing has changed in terms of the division standings, and we do know that we are preparing to play a very, very good Atlanta team, a team that's only lost twice the entire season. That it really has done an outstanding job of adding to a good football team with some new parts and people playing very good football. And so we do understand all of that, and I think it just sharpens your focus and keeps your concentration at an extremely high level. And you know, hopefully we can build from the win. We certainly do have things that need to be addressed and cleaned up and done better. We've got to again go ahead and analyze the Atlanta team and notice how we match up and see what, you know, our personnel situations are and what theirs are and where strengths and weaknesses are with both teams. And so that'll be what we'll do over the next couple of days. But knowing the circumstances, making it very plain and obvious for our team exactly what the situation is, that's definitely part of our approach. And at this point in time, the facts are the facts. And if you are going to accomplish what you set out to, you got to take care of your own business.
Tom, how would you describe Vince Kennedy's defensive identity?
Excuse me?
Tom, how would you describe his defense's identity? Is it kind of like a bend and don't break type of mentality right now?
Our defense?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we're better than that. We certainly gave up a lot of yards last night. But in reality, we gave up 20 points, and the week before we gave up 16 points. And so, you know, we've done a pretty good job of tightening up in the red zone, and we've given up some yardage, but then we found ways to kind of level that off, whether it be through the turnovers or stops or whatever. So, you know, we're constantly trying to improve that area. We're constantly trying to maneuver our personnel around to match up. Jaquan Williams came in to the game last night, having not played for quite some time, and was able to play pretty well, you know. And we were pleased that he was able to go in there and do a very good job with regard to how he matched up against their people.
Tom, we had asked many times in the last few weeks about David Wilson and whether he was ready to get more action, and it was always that, you know, he was building towards it, he had things to work on. Once he got in there, aside from the explosive runs, did he surprise you with how ready he was to take on a bigger role?
No, didn't surprise me at all. You know, he's been, as I said, he's been growing and building towards this opportunity. If you saw last night and looked real close, he did a nice job picking up a weak side safety blitz. So he, you know, he did prove again that he understood the particular protection we were in and how he was to react with his responsibility, and did it well. And so, I mean, he's gained some valuable experience in the time that he has played, and of course, he gained valuable experience last night as well.
What did you like from Hickson on the punt returns, and would you keep him there instead of Randall moving forward?
Well, we have to have more than one person ready for that job, but we did like what Dominic did last night. He's been in that role before. He's played very well for us in that role. He gave us a 9.5 average last night, so you know, I'm inclined to think that we would continue, but that you have to have more than one person ready.
Randall also wasn't back there for kick returns, and he played, I think, one play on offense. Is there a reason why his role was reduced?
No, we had prepared Jernigan to play back there as the off returner, and JJ obviously did an outstanding job with his own return. So that worked out pretty well.
Tom, Chris said earlier that Chris Candy said that he didn't think you guys have had a signature defensive performance yet this season. Do you agree with that? Do you think they've been close at times?
Who said this?
Chris Candy.
I think that, I don't know what he's referring to in terms of we've certainly been tested. We've had our back to the wall. We've had to come through in certain circumstances in order to have a chance to win. I think San Francisco certainly was a good defensive football game. I think Carolina was a good defensive football game. So I think we've had some good games that we had. I think Green Bay, you'd have to say, with that offensive team, that 10 points was a pretty good defensive performance. And so I think we've had some good performances, and I like what I hear. If you're telling me that the defensive players don't think they've accomplished what they set out to and that they think their best games are in front of them, I would encourage that.
Tom, you won your eighth game yesterday, and I know you don't want to focus on what's happened in the past, but in terms of this league being so topsy-turvy and teams having one bad year, one good year, how much does it say to you and to your staff and to the entire organization that you're able to win eight games for, I think it's like six, 7 years in a row, and have it maintain that level of consistency in what is really an up-and-down league?
Well, the only thing I can tell you with regard to that is that each year, as an organization, we establish a goal, and that goal is to win the Super Bowl, and we do everything in our power to put the personnel people, Jerry Reese and his staff, do everything that they possibly can to bring the talent to our organization, put people in positions that they can make plays. The coaches have the same goals in mind in terms of developing these players and putting them in the best possible positions for them to perform to the best of their ability. So we carry through with these goals. We've been able to do this, with some degree of consistency. Not, I don't think, to the extent that we would like to be. So for me to comment now, it's kind of like the questions that were asked about, back to the wall. Well, you know what? Let's see what's going to happen here. We've got three games to go before we decide, what type of consistency we have, what kind of how we respond to the kinds of situations that we put ourselves in first and foremost. Seemingly on a yearly basis, it's an exciting time for us all, and we're looking forward to this stretch run. Albeit against some very, very good football teams.
How is Bradshaw feeling today, and would the knee be anything that could keep him out of a game?
Well, he's being examined even as we speak, and we'll know more about that when these medical examinations are completed.
He said that he could have... or somebody said he could have gone back in. Yeah, maybe you said that. Is that still the feeling that it wasn't a serious thing after the game?
No, I don't know what to. Anytime you are talking about a knee and people are and you're going through a series of tests, and you're better off to wait and see what the results are. I wouldn't speculate on anything right now.
An MRI, Tom?
What's that?
He's having an MRI.
Yeah, all the tests, right? MRIs, that, all those type of things. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would have liked to see David do this early in the season, but it is something to be said to have a guy like him, this fresh, similar to what Bradshaw was back in 07.
Well, yes, I agree. The timing is great for David to come to the front, and he'll hopefully provide us with that spark we need right now to go along with the rest of our players to give us an added playmaker that people are going to have to flat out have to defend.
Hey, Tom, Hakeem Nicks said he underwent x-rays after the game. Is he all right?
I don't know what all right means. You know, he's sore. You know, he's got he's still issued the issues with the knee and so on and so forth. So, you know, he's going to continue in the same capacity that he's been in. I wish that he would have an opportunity to play after being no longer having any issues. But that's not going to be the case this year. So. I think he's continuously monitored throughout the course of the season, pretty much on a weekly basis. So, you know, there's nothing unusual about that. And hopefully, you know, he'll – like I thought he had some plays in the game last night that showed real quickness, you know, similar to what we're used to. Now, it doesn't – it's not there all the time, and so – he does have, as I say, he does have these issues that are going to be with him throughout the course of the year.
And it looked like Hakeem had worn down a little bit toward the end of the game. I mean, is that just a result of those issues he's working through?
Well, if you're asking me if the accumulation of the first three quarters had an effect on how he felt late in the game, I would say yes, and I would think there's nothing really unusual about that.